Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother, where we discuss the Big Brother franchise from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister O'Marie.
And I'm Sister A.
And welcome to episode 64. Let's get started. All right, welcome, ladies.
Hey.
Well, hello.
Hello, hello. We have been incognito for about a couple of months or so.
Right.
And
just for a little while.
We apologize, Sister Speak family. We've been very busy. As you can imagine, just trying to organize three people's schedules in three locations is difficult.
Very.
It's practically impossible.
At this time of year. So,
yeah.
We apologize. We hope you're staying with us. But we have just live tweeted, quote unquote live, the Big Brother Australia finale, and Woo! Wanted to get together and talk about what we just witnessed. What did y'all think about the finale? And I guess more importantly, who won?
Okay, because there's a difference in my answer. Finale versus who won.
Okay, let's talk about the finale first. What do you think about the finale?
I like the finale. It didn't have to be that long. Like, a good half hour probably could have been cut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree with that.
But it was a good production.
It was a very good production. It still makes a fool out of BBUS.
Yes, totally. It does.
Yeah. But the winner, not that I guess I'm okay with Ryan winning, but I seriously always forgot he was in the house.
Totally.
And I swear I didn't even pay attention to him until like a good 2 months in.
Mm-hmm.
And he hardly got camera time.
That is so
true.
So I guess
I'm a bit confused on how people were voting for him if they didn't know him or see him.
Agreed.
As much as Travis or
Yeah,
Scott.
We were just talking about that. Like, I mean, we hardly saw him for the first 2 months.
No.
Who's voting for this guy?
Thank you. I mean, his family?
That is
how big is his family?
Well, his family, his friends. Somebody was voting for him. And
yeah.
From the cheering crowd, it was mostly girls.
Yeah,
the only thing
but
I could think of was he wasn't causing any waves for the first 2 months. So he wasn't even on the block.
No.
No,
he wasn't on anybody's radar.
No.
And he wasn't until even later in the competition because finally people started to realize that this guy is a threat.
I don't think anyone ever realized that except Priya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And some people voted for him just because he'd never been voted for.
And I honestly didn't pay attention to him until, I can't remember who brought it up first, maybe it was David, but they said he's like the Black Widow. All of his friends were being evicted.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when I paid attention to him, like, oh, yeah, this is the guy I barely know his name and barely see.
And Sister yeah. A, what did you think about the whole finale and then the winner?
Well, of course, I enjoyed the finale just because they really make an event out of it. And the crowd is excited and there's just a lot of great energy, which I wish that we had over here.
Yes. Yeah.
But as we were tweeting, you know, we were talking with, you know, some of our fans. Bronx and Joseph.
Yay!
And after Priya went last night, I just really didn't give a shit who won.
Oh! Well, you broke out the cuss word!
I really wanted her to win. I was totally behind her, and
me too.
I just really didn't enjoy any of these other. They were okay,
yeah,
but they weren't playing the game like I thought Priya was,
mm-hmm.
And so I was a little disappointed.
Priya was playing the game since literally day one.
She was, yeah,
and I don't think anyone was playing the game as much or as early as she was.
No.
Only other person that rivaled her in that was Dave, I think.
Dave, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but I don't think Dave even started.
He didn't start.
Strategy-wise,
you're
until
right.
Tim came into the
Until
house.
Tim, yes.
Yep, you are so right about
That's right.
that. So yeah. Right. I agree with y'all both. I love the finale. I love the spectacle that they make out of it. I love the celebration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just love the fun.
Yeah. Yes.
It was a tad long, but I get why they did it, because I do like the fact that they talked to every old housemate.
That was about good. Something.
I did like that.
Now, what they could have cut out was all the extra relationship crap, although I found it interesting, some things we'll talk about later. But they could have left out a few things, but I do like that they got to talk to all the housemates, and we got to see a little bit, you know, all the little montages of the housemates and things that went on in the house, because without that, I wouldn't have known half the shit that we didn't see.
Right.
You know?
I know.
Yeah.
And I, too, was very disappointed. First of all, Priya was my number one since day one.
Yep.
I think one of us didn't really care for her at first. I can't remember who it was now. But I liked her since day one. Even when she
Since day one, yeah.
Even when she
was it me?
I think it was you, since day.
Could have been me. I don't know.
You were
remember.
Kind of like on the fence, I think, about her. Because she was a little snarky and...
Okay. Yeah. Maybe that sounds serious. That sounds right. Yeah. I was feeling her out.
Way too serious.
Serious.
We'll miss the S's.
All that good stuff.
But I did like her, and I kind of felt like at the end, they were editing. I don't want to say they were editing it to look like she was more gossipy than she was, because, I mean, she said all that stuff. But, you know, you can see it. But so were some other people, and they weren't showing that.
Yeah, she was arguing a lot at the end that they were showing, and she seemed kind of a little petty, and just those last arguments with, like, Travis, and it was just too much. She was getting a little annoying.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. So,
but so was Travis.
See, yeah. They all, I think, were getting tired at that point. Just like we were probably getting tired of watching them.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like they weren't showing all of the pettiness. And it was this boys versus girls thing that I kind of was annoyed that they went to.
Yeah.
You know, but the boys were just as petty to me as the girls.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I think so, yeah.
Dave, who I actually kind of liked a little bit often, I liked him off and on. He was hard to take in a lot of moments. The thing that I did not like about him was that he was so dismissive and, in my opinion, condescending to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't agree with you, forget it. You're beneath me. You're lower than me. And I don't know that he realizes that he does that, but when he would say things like, I would never be friends with you in the outside world. That, to me, is rude.
That is rude.
Hurtful.
It is hurtful, yeah.
Very hurtful. Mm-hmm. I don't have friends like you in the outside world. We're so opposite. We would never be in each other's circle. Mm-hmm. And we would never be friends. I'm like, really?
But the thing about him is I think that he treated everyone like that. But I think even more so the girls.
Yes. And that fight that him and Priya had in the hot tub.
Yeah.
I was yelling at my screen. I was thinking, okay, Dave, do you realize how ignorant you sound right now?
Thank you.
He's like, you're talking down to me because you're a teacher, and every teacher I ever had did that to me.
Yeah.
And that is not her fault.
That's a personal issue. You need therapy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, because if you
feel that way toward teachers, and you feel like every single teacher you've had talks down on you, that's a personal issue that you need to work out.
Yeah, there's something
wrong
with you.
And Priya, she's not condescending, and she doesn't talk down to anyone.
I didn't think so.
No.
I mean,
she speaks very clearly.
She would have sarcastic moments, but, you know, of course. Everyone else.
But you could tell that it really hurt her feelings, because you're talking about my livelihood here.
Right.
And
she
my
cried.
Integrity. Yeah.
That wasn't right.
And I think, too, the fact that he would think that she would do that to a student, who your job is to lift a student and make them feel good about themselves and learn in their learning ability, not to push them down, which I know there are teachers like that.
Right.
But for him to say that every single teacher, that means you have perceived something in every single person. He kind of said the same thing to the girl we didn't like that much, that he had a fight with in the hot tub before. What's her name? Not Katie, but the other one.
Lisa.
Lisa, the low boobs.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Her boobs were not low. I thought her boobs were fine. But he kind of did the same thing to her.
Yeah.
Although she kind of, she was rude too. But him saying, you know, I was treated like this by all the girls in school. So that, to me, already he had an already built-up thing against mm-hmm. girls.
Yeah.
I think he just has a big problem with stereotyping.
Mm. Well, did he say he's never been in a relationship?
Did he say that?
Was that him?
I thought so.
One of the guys. It might have been him.
It might have been. With that damn,
which is surprising.
Beard.
Yeah.
You know, he looked so much better with that shit cut off.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice every so often he would reshave?
Yeah, he would let it grow back for a while.
A little bit, and then he would reshave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he secretly likes it now.
I think he does,
that
too.
He's getting that attention that he might not have gotten before.
I feel like his ego got more and more inflated as he went through the game.
Yeah.
Oh, it did.
Right? And I was like, I did not like it.
Mm-mm. I didn't either. And that someone made a really good point about the fact that when they first went into the house, the guys used to make fun of him, too. And then he got really buddy-buddy with Ryan and buddy-buddy with Leo, Travis. And in the past, they were some of the people that he wasn't getting along with as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Remember, he was like a total outsider for a while. Both groups.
For a minute.
Yeah. Both groups. Yeah.
Yep.
He was. Mm-hmm. So. I'm glad he was able to turn that around for himself, but he got on my effing nerves.
Yeah.
And when it got down to him and Priya, I was sitting there going,
yes.
Oh my gosh, let it be Dave.
Yes, let it me be too.
Dave.
Thank God.
And I was so happy.
Yeah, she beat him out.
The one thing I'll say about this season that I liked, I know that we talked about a comparison between last season and this season,
mm-hmm.
and y'all both said that you preferred last season. I kind of like this season because...
Better?
Equally. Because...
What?
Because you really... Listen, you could not predict who was leaving. I was shocked most of the time by who left because it wasn't a clear cut cool kids versus nerdy kids or people. We know that all this side's going to leave or all this side's going to leave. It was kind of a shock. And every time I thought someone would leave, they didn't. It was, you really could not tell. And I liked that element of surprise.
Yeah. I just didn't care as much for the people this year.
That's what I was going to say. For me, the people didn't catch my interest enough.
Yeah,
to care from the beginning, and that's what it was
too.
From the beginning.
Yeah,
thank goodness that Priya was evicted last, because if she was evicted early on, it would have been a struggle.
It really would have been.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like some of the people that were in the end. I mean, I didn't dislike Ryan or Travis.
No, I didn't dislike him.
Right. It was just, you know, you just didn't get to know, you just didn't care about them so much.
Now, maybe I missed it, but did they not show the final percentages?
They did not.
They just said within a couple of percentage mm-hmm. points.
Because mm-hmm. I remember earlier they showed how close it was.
They were all in the 30s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 2 percentage points between them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if Priya wasn't winning, I really was rooting for Sky to win.
Me too.
Not me.
Maybe it was Sky that you didn't like, not Priya. Maybe it was Sky.
No, I think I do remember saying that about Priya as well.
Priya had to grow on you a little bit.
She
you were
did.
Still filling her out.
Yeah,
I was. Yeah.
But I liked Sky too, almost from the beginning. Although, I will say on her, I kind of turned a corner, kind of like with Dave, because she did seem, I don't know, a little selfish.
Inflated.
Yeah.
I felt she was just getting too cocky.
I don't know
that it was cocky, but there was something about her that I got a little bit annoyed with. Maybe it was but I did like her being open about her struggles, and
mm-hmm.
she was really like down to earth about things that she would worry about.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the fact that she was like, okay, I like this boy today. I like this boy tomorrow.
Me
I like this
too.
And then when people would say something about it, she's like, what? I'm not sleeping with all of them. Why can't I, you know, like this person today and this person tomorrow?
Yeah.
And not have, you know, people look at me like I'm weird, like guys mm-hmm. do. I really like that.
Me too.
So, Sister A, what did you not like about Miss Sky?
Okay, so I didn't really kind of like her at first, but then I kind of grew to like her, and then I didn't like her again. And I don't know, she just, you know, I appreciate all of her honesty with her struggles and this and that, and maybe it was just too much that, you know, of her age, and she just, She just really kind of got annoying. The whole thing with Leo bothered me.
Yeah. What about that?
What about it bothered
that
you?
That was so... But he was just as annoying. I mean, he's like 30-something.
30.
And he was just acting like he was 20 as well.
He was. You know,
he kind of regressed back to her age, it seemed. And I don't know, just that it was just... Maybe it was more from his end that I found it annoying, because he was just... He seemed like, you know, they were going out, they were going steady, they were doing this, and she was like, wait a second. When did all this happen? Like,
I couldn't really get a grasp
on Leo, and I didn't really one day I kind of liked him, and another day I didn't like him at all. I mean,
I never liked him.
Was annoying to no end. I kept thinking, okay, run, Sky, because no.
Yeah, he got moody.
First of all,
he's very moody, and I think possessive, like,
yeah,
in the way that he would always say to Sky, I'm not going to follow you around this house. I'm not going to trail you around. But dude, you are.
But he was, yeah.
But you know what the thing,
like,
I
everywhere
didn't...
Sky was, he could pop up.
Yeah.
More than anything, to me, it was the way he would talk. Like, he'd say, the whole world does not revolve around you. It's not all about you. But he said that to more than just her. He would say that to other people. Like, I don't give you a thought in every waking minute of my day. The world does not revolve around you and has nothing to do with you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn, that's rude, first of all. And second of all, of course, everyone thinks the world revolves around them because they're the ones living in the damn world.
Right. Yeah.
And then he would always say something about her age, which I was so annoyed by hearing that by the end of the damn show.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's 20. Yeah, she's immature and selfish, but so is everyone else.
Thank you.
Everyone else is looking out for themselves, even though they don't want to admit it, you know? And then that fight they had at the end, I was like, okay, I know.
Right. And you saw he was voting for Travis tonight?
Yes, which I'm okay with, because honestly, she didn't really like Leo.
Yeah.
I think she had a little crush on him at first.
At first, she did.
And then
she got to know him
when he started getting too serious. And I think when she started to get to know him a little better, she tried to back off, and he really wouldn't.
Yeah,
like, he really wouldn't let her.
Clean.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I will say, if I was trying to date someone like Leo, it would not last long. All that fucking eating and exercising.
Yeah.
Well, the eating, crazy. I'd be sitting there eating with him too.
But, I mean, he'd be eating you out of house and home.
Yeah, he was all about himself.
He was.
He was very looking at everybody's plates.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get to eat because he'd be eating off your plate, too.
But remember, she latched on to him when he first came in the house.
She did.
Literally latched on.
That's why I think she had a crush on him at first, and then it wore off.
He loved it. He loved the attention.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So that's why he didn't want to let her go.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that was when Jake was still in the house. But I think she cooled off of Jake, honestly, because he started talking to Lisa.
To Lisa, yeah.
So I don't hold Jake to her at all, because
no,
they hardly even got started. And then I think Sky also, like she said at some point, she doesn't like to be alone. So as soon as Leo was over in the sanctuary,
Ryan
came up all of a sudden.
I thought it was funny how they exposed it at the end.
They didn't,
you know?
Really, did they?
Yeah. Oh, maybe you missed that one.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they showed, I guess it was in the secrets one.
Yes.
They showed her in the DR saying how much she loved him and wanted to kiss his crooked smile, and she was just dying.
Did he see it?
Oh, yeah. They all saw.
Oh, gosh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. So it was funny how they exposed that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been upset if she won just because I liked her. I was entertained by her the whole season. She did get a little... Can we talk, first of all, about that walk down the runway?
What the fuck?
What the hell is up with that?
She lost her mind at the end there.
Lost her ever-loving mind.
Totally.
Yeah.
I was like, what in the world is going on?
I literally looked at my YouTube like, do I have this shit on fast forward?
I thought she was going to have a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh my gosh, yes, because she kept clutching that top.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. She was dancing. She was doing, I don't know what the hell she was doing, but oh my goodness.
I can't crazy even explain person. It.
And I kept thinking, well, does she know all these people? I'm like, no, I don't think she knows all these people.
I think she was just like super excited to see different people. Like, you're just think about it. You've been in the house for months.
Yeah.
You're seeing the same people, the same faces. So the first chance you get to see new faces, you're excited. But no one else acted like that. Yeah. She reminded me of, you know, when like little puppies get really excited.
Yeah.
Sort of hopping around everywhere.
Barking.
Oh my goodness. And then she was running into the old housemates, hardly saying hi to Sonia. I'm like, look, Sky, they don't have all night.
Right. You're the third place.
Yeah, we still got two people to go to talk to.
Yeah. I would have taken her, though, over Ryan.
Oh,
She and Travis were above for me, so.
Oh, interesting.
Just because she, I mean, even if she was annoying, at least she was some entertainment.
Yes.
She was.
I mean, he just wasn't.
Mm-hmm. And that's a shame, because I think he would have been if they would have showed him more.
Yeah, that's true, I suppose.
You know, if they would have shown him more.
Yeah, what a difference between him and Tim.
Ooh, yeah.
It's just personality-wise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we saw glimpses of him being funny, but it was just at the last damn minute.
It was. Right. Yeah, it was too late.
Because all he wore,
like, that wig.
Yeah, all that stuff they were showing, he would, like, funny. Dance around.
Yeah.
Would, like, you know, do little jokes to people and stuff. And I'm thinking, where was this guy?
Right.
And that's all due to the editing, which is awful because when you go back and look at this season, there's no build up to the character that he was at the end to win.
Right.
And when all the housemates, most of them were saying Ryan to win, obviously we missed something.
Yeah, right. He was the clear winner for the house guests as well.
So that was
crazy.
So we need to talk about the relationships in the house, since that was a big theme. Yes. So in the finale, we see that Jake and Lisa apparently are seeing each other. And they didn't really elaborate much, but...
He didn't want to elaborate, but yes.
What did y'all think about that conversation with Kat and Lawson? Well, Kat was first, and then
really awkward.
Lawson, when she was asking, oh, you're moving to Melbourne. And did you see someone was looking, talking to Kat, and she was, like, intently looking at Lawson, like, ooh, I want to see what he's going to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's moving in with Sam, right?
Yes. Which Sam broke up with his girlfriend.
Yes.
What the heck?
What the heck is right?
What? Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, well, okay, what, huh?
Yeah, but it sounds like Sandra hooked up with one of his mates.
The way she was laughing, though, it was like it was a joke.
Yeah.
I thought maybe. Or maybe hook up was a strong word, like maybe they just kissed one day.
Yeah, maybe it means something different partying in Australia.
But I just thought it was interesting that, and then someone tweeted, we were doing our live tweeting, someone tweeted that Lawson and Kat are no longer together.
That is a damn shame.
Isn't that
after
a shame?
All that? I saw that
too. After all, after all that you went through.
After embarrassing you're not the together. Shit out of yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And messing up a relationship with a girl
that
you loved up until then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Embarrassing your family.
And you're not even together.
That is a damn shame.
Now, in my opinion, this relationship with Kat and Lawson, to me, was terrible. And I didn't understand why they kept staying in the damn game and people weren't voting them out.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't get that at all.
Well, as soon as their romance really, I guess, was in the forefront, they were voted out back to back.
That's true. But it seemed like it lasted a long time. They lasted long, a while.
They did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought it was awful of, well, first of all, him first, because he's the one with the commitment.
Mm-hmm.
But of Kat. You know this man has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's older and divorced.
I was older, and wiser.
For her to have been married before, I think she would have been more sympathetic toward his girlfriend.
Yep.
Right.
But wouldn't you want to bet this is what happened? He got out, and his mom and dad and his family, or actually his mom is gone, but his dad and his family said, oh, hell no. You like bringing home this 30-year-old divorced woman who obviously didn't care about your commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Got you strung around by the nose. Oh, hell to the no.
But then she did the little magic hands when she came out. And they came out together.
They came out together, which I thought, and last.
And yes.
That was Big Brother. I thought was weird. That was Big Brother. You know that's what that was.
Oh, yeah.
And I also feel like they stayed in the house a little bit longer because of Big Brother. I think that they kind of manipulated it a little bit there to keep them together to see what would happen or whatever, which is terrible. Mm-hmm.
Because of all the buzz around it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hey, anything for ratings.
But you know what? I have a feeling that maybe, you know, Kat obviously, in my opinion, would maybe hold on to it longer than Lawson. So maybe, you know, because he just made it sound very vague, and she was so intent, intensely watching, like, she's into it, but maybe he's not.
She was, yeah.
So, maybe that's what the hand thing was.
Yeah, it might just be awkward talking about it in front of the whole nation.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't seem that awkward during their exit interviews.
No, they sure didn't.
Mm.
It was more, we'll face the world together.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that was not. But yeah, I don't know. It was kind of a. Also, I started thinking about last year, kind of a double standard with Tully and Drew, because they let her have it.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't seem like they got the same response this
year. Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, though.
I don't either.
Yeah. I mean, it was very different this year. And I think Joseph can probably tell us. Isn't it a different channel this year or something?
I think it's the same channel.
Okay.
I'm pretty Something's sure it's different, the same though. Channel, but Gennaro, remember in the beginning he said ever since it changed to that channel, it kind of.
He didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a lot
So it's not the first year on this new channel.
Okay. I mean, there was a lot more, I felt like there were a lot more challenges last year and like fun stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, they had the voting box. They had the different, when you were the head of house kind of thing, you had different powers. They didn't, they weren't as, you know, inventful this year.
That's true.
It seemed really boring.
I think so, too. It was just the same. It was just,
and
which is like ours, which is terrible.
Is the problem.
Well, maybe once they got rid of the pairs, which only lasted a week.
Which was that, I mean, why?
That was just stupid.
Yeah, what a waste.
The Pez.
The Pez.
But once they got rid of that, it was like they just gave up. Like, nobody was writing anything new for them to do. Or, maybe they did and they just didn't show it. Because, again, I feel like there was a lot we didn't see based on the clips they were showing.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the part that just drives me up a wall.
Mm-hmm.
But we talk about that with our own Big Brother, the editing.
Right.
Yes.
It always seems to be leave a lot to be desired.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So then what did we think about Travis and Aisha?
I think they are just the cutest.
I do like them. I like them together because they're very even. They're very much the same. They have the same energy. I feel like they both like each other the same amount. They're kind of respectful of each other and... I kind of like them.
I agree with you.
I really like them.
Yeah, they're very cute.
Very cute. I like them too. And I actually, Travis grew on me because, you know, at first I was like not feeling Travis at all.
Me too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. me too. Yeah.
You like, really didn't like him. Yeah.
This dude, what is going on? But I kind of grew on me. I think she brought out the softer side of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And calmed him just a tad bit. Not much because he was still kind of off crazy, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, she brought out something in him that came to see him in a different light, which I liked.
Yeah.
I really liked. I didn't really like Leo and Sky together at all.
Oh, God.
No.
He was
no
just,
way.
No.
I would have liked to see Sky and Ryan a little bit. Because one thing I did appreciate about Ryan is he admitted to his opinion of Sky changing once he got
That's
to
true.
Know her.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I think I would have just liked her to be alone. Mm-hmm. Or just by her, you know, not trying
On
to
On a desert island?
No, just trying not to hook up with anybody.
Okay.
No, but I like that. I mean, she's young. I like that she just was having fun.
Yeah, I do like that. I do like that about her.
Yeah.
And I did not like her and Jake either because of the comments he made. And then all of a sudden he seemed like he liked her.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Now, this is an unofficial couple on the show. They weren't really a couple, but Priya and her husband, Bhushan.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love them so much.
I heart them.
I and loved their reunion.
Bhushan is the cutest thing since sliced bread. I just thought Isn't he was the cutest thing. I was liking Bhushan. I'm like, Big Brother, throw him in the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was so cute.
They were great.
Yes.
And you can tell he just loved her and she loved him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, I just loved, I loved that.
Yep.
Seeing them together. Yeah. And that rewind task was terrible.
Oh. She was upset.
I know.
Yeah.
It was like breaking my heart.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I teared up on that one.
I did
tear up a little bit because she was crying when she left. And then that first time that Big Brother had her leave, it looked like Bhushan was about to cry.
Oh,
it did.
And so I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
But I loved how when Big Brother paused her at the last, he just was like, oh, screw it. And I'm going to hug her. Yeah. And kiss her.
Yeah. Yeah. Kissed her all over her face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're great.
Was cute.
Yeah, I like them.
And then what about Big Brother himself? Oh my goodness. We got to see a little bit of his fun side talking to the housemates.
Yes.
I especially
like this season whenever someone would get into an argument and then it would go quiet and Big Brother would just say, so.
Yeah. And they would just start to laugh. Yeah.
So,
we love Big Brother.
What's going on later on tonight? I loved it. I loved it. I think I tweeted, I want to talk to Big Brother without being in the house, because I don't think I'd make it long. But
yeah, I think we talked about that last season or one of the seasons, that it must be fun to just like call out and have somebody respond to you like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of have a little conversation and... You know, you can kind of get used to that.
You could.
I liked it. I really do. I enjoyed the season. Now, I guess I'm with y'all, too, that I didn't enjoy it quite as much as last year. But I enjoyed it. I mean, I had a good time. It was getting long at the end.
It was.
I was kind of falling asleep.
We always say that. There were too many people, it seemed. They kept coming in.
Damn intruders they kept throwing in there.
Yeah. Then they have, like, a triple eviction to get rid of some of them. I mean, it's just like...
Yeah.
It was too much.
It's too much.
And you know what?
It's not helping. On
the topic of intruders, I really think they should have had Penny in there from the day one.
I loved Penny.
I did too.
I did not like Penny.
Uh-oh. Why not?
She was super, super annoying.
I liked her too.
I would have taken her over Sky.
Oh, heck no.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But I do think they need to put her on another season.
Yeah.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, say, do over.
She is, like, an amazing personality.
I liked her. I thought I liked her positive energy. She was quirky. She was kind of goofy.
Yeah, I mean, she was like a child, though, sometimes.
Yes.
You saw her with her mom. She would just cry like this unbelievably emotional cry.
Yeah, that was not
it's like that ugly cry.
Like a child.
When your face is
so
all
strange.
Scrunched up.
Yeah.
But she did that all the time, though. Her face was always scrunched up.
I think that's what got to me.
Okay.
Really? Because I'm like, why do you have to be so dramatic?
But I don't
For
think
no
was,
reason.
Yeah, I think she just is like that.
I think that was just her.
Her emotion
the only
just is everywhere.
Moment, the only moment that I liked about her is when she went into the DR and she said, Big Brava, I want to discuss something that no one ever talks about.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. So true.
That was the only moment.
My ovaries are on fire, Big Brava.
Yes.
On fire. And nobody talks about it, but my God, I'm in pain.
My ovaries are on fire.
Oh my gosh, I laughed so much on that one.
Me
that
too.
Was great.
She's like, and why does nobody talk about this?
Mm-hmm.
You can go up to the everyday woman getting your food, getting your coffee in the office, and they could be in a lot of pain.
Yep.
Just going through their day like nothing's happening.
Uh-huh.
You have to respect that. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sing it, sister. Here. It's so true. Ya. When you put it in perspective like that, you never know the pain somebody is going through in their day.
Yeah.
That's so true. Yeah.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
So that was funny.
Yeah.
That was the only moment that I liked her, though.
Aww.
I liked her throughout, except, you know, when she started complaining about Priya, because, of course, I liked Priya and Sky. Mm. But other than that, I did like her. My only thing about her was, okay, did she only bring in, like, two pairs of shorts and, like, five bathing suits? Because she had no clothes.
Well, that was, like, Priya. Priya wore those yellow pumps with everything.
Well, I think she just didn't have any other shoes.
Well.
But that's true. But that's shoes. You can get away with wearing the same shoes.
Oh, yeah.
But she had on the same pair of shorts in everything we saw.
I think she just did not expect to be in the house that long.
Yeah, maybe.
And then when she came out on the last night, she had on some more shorts.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she just doesn't like to wear a lot of clothing.
Yeah.
Or something.
I think that's true.
And, oh, yeah, we didn't talk about her and Dave's little mutual admiration society.
Oh, yeah, that was odd.
Weird.
I thought it was kind of, I couldn't tell what I immediately thought, which is probably terrible, but that's just how Dave was to me. I just immediately thought he was winding her up. Like, is he serious or is he trying to be funny? When he kept saying, you're a wonderful person, you deserve to have children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
One day. But then I think he was really serious.
Yeah, I think he was.
I think so. I think he was serious.
I think he
but
liked
she
her.
Had a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So Priya had to get involved and tell her to knock it off.
Yeah, now see, that was the one instance where I was like, Priya, no, stop.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. butt out.
Let them. Now, this is one instance where she should have been more like Dave and just let it happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dave, I will say, was smart when he chose, when he was talking about, I want Lawson and Kat to stay in the public's eye just because I don't think they're going to like it and it's better for me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was smart.
Yep. And it worked.
And it worked because they got out.
Yep.
They got out.
Get out.
Anything else we want to talk about with this season? Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Help me understand what Sonya's last comment means.
Yeah, Joseph, I don't know what that means. He said, pay attention to what she said about next year. And she said,
yeah,
go to the website if you're interested in being on Big Brother next season.
Oh.
Or something? Is that what
I think he was saying that it sort of sounded like she thought the way she was saying it seemed that Big Brother was kind of up in the air for maybe renewal, kind of, will it be back next year?
Oh, gotcha.
I think that's what he meant by it.
Okay.
So that's
I didn't take it like that, but maybe. Yeah. Hey, our crack researcher would know way more than I would.
That's true. I totally missed the whole thing.
Because I haven't been keeping up on the gossip for Big Brother. But I can't see them not having that show again.
Yeah, I'd hate for it to go away.
It's got to be just simple, easy cash because they pay to vote.
Yeah, right? And they don't have to pay the house guests. I mean, it's a big prize, but...
Well, it's not that big. It's $200,000.
Yeah.
It's not even five.
Yeah, that's true.
Although they did give away a lot of money. Well, the reason it's $200,000 is because they took some of the money, but...
Yeah.
But what would have been $300,000 or $250,000? I think it was $250,000. But still, that's not much for that many days.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's a lot of money.
But it is a lot for a young person.
But compared to the shows that we're used to.
Right.
Here it's $500,000.
Yeah.
A million for Survivor and
the race.
Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see them losing money on the show. Is right. What I'm saying.
Yeah. Although they were cutting back the days, remember? It used to be on every day except Saturday, yes. And then it was no Sunday, then it was no Friday.
True. Uh-huh. That's so true. Well, I do remember someone saying the ratings weren't as good. It probably is because you cast a bunch of the same looking people.
Yes.
How about that, yeah. Big Brother?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Change the
How
formula.
How about diversity? We know you have it.
Mm-hmm. We know they have it.
Yes.
And
why
then
aren't you showing it?
I actually found Lena interesting because she had been born. She's half Chinese.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was another diverse person, but they put her in at the late.
Yeah, bringing her in beginning.
Yeah. Although she, you know, again, they put in a lot of people that looked the same.
Right.
There was no one over 31. That's right. An issue.
Yeah.
There was no one of color besides Priya.
Right.
You throw in all these damn intruders to try to shake things up. Well, if you would have just put some interesting people in at the beginning or diverse people in.
Yeah, you wouldn't need to.
You wouldn't need to shake it up. You wouldn't need Pez, and you wouldn't need all these little things they did. Although I will say I did like the challenge at the beginning with the money.
Yeah, that was an interesting social experiment.
And the dilemmas.
Mm-hmm.
But they can get rid of the power thing. They can get rid of that. That's too much like the U.S. version.
Yeah, the HOH.
Yeah, they can get rid of that and just put in some interesting dilemmas throughout the whole season.
Yeah, yeah. More like last year.
Yeah.
And they had to, remember, they had competitions to win that power. Nomination superpower.
Yes, they did, yeah.
Yes, that's
that
what
made it. That was fun.
You know, one other thing, they need to bring back the nominations booth.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I so missed it.
I missed that so much.
Why did they get rid of it?
And they need to bring back the, like you said, just the different powers.
The different powers, yeah.
So one, you could see someone's nomination. One, you could shred one person's nomination.
Right. That
one,
was cool.
They gave them, 10 points or 12 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do the same thing every week.
Right.
It was different.
Yeah. It doesn't take that much thought to make it a little different every week.
No, I don't think so.
Right?
Either.
I don't think so.
Hey, we've given them a ton of ideas, just us alone.
Yeah. Really? If you want some more ideas, just call us.
Call us. We can help you out, Big Brother. All in all, though, it was interesting. I'm a little Big Brothered out at this moment, though.
I agree.
We went from, Big Brother UK to Celebrity, me and Sister A, Celebrity Big Brother UK.
Yeah.
And then Big Brother Australia. And then y'all were also watching Big Brother US.
We did Canada.
Oh, we gave
Remember
up.
The Canada debacle?
Ugh. That was awful.
Oh, Lord.
Was it?
That was
Yes. Y'all stopped watching.
Yeah. I couldn't finish it.
Elle Marie can't even remember. It's not so bad. She's like, Was it?
Elle Marie, you did not like Arissa at all.
Yeah.
And you were like, and I kept saying, oh, it was so great last season. It was interesting. The host was great. And you were like, huh?
Really?
Who?
Yeah.
That lady?
Y'all really should go watch, after you get over
Sonya
this.
Yeah, Sonya blows them all away.
Sonya's the
she
best.
She does.
Yeah.
Oh, and what about that episode where she went into the house?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
The freeze one.
That is so good. But, you know, I was freaked the fuck out when she put her feet.
Why did she have to do that?
Up in Penny's face.
Oh.
That was so nasty.
That's
super
nasty.
Gross.
That's super gross.
I could not believe that she did that.
That was so gross.
Ugh.
I would have freaked out.
Sonya.
Mm-hmm.
Nair.
Well, okay, so we did have some feedback, and of course, some of it goes back quite a bit.
Okay.
So let's just work through it as, you know, much as we can.
Okay.
So, our first email is from Brother Eddie, and he says, dang, I said dang, sisters. Now, I know about CPT. But, where y'all been? I don't even know what to write at this point. Ha ha ha. More to come. XOXO, Brother Eddie.
Oh, my God. Somebody goodness.
Please fill me in?
Oh, my yes! gosh. You don't know what CPT is?
I can't recall at the moment.
You know, I just heard an interesting thing. Well, it really stands for Colored People Time.
Oh, no.
But I watched the Mindy Show Project. And yep. on that show, it was really funny. They said CPT. And she said, oh, yeah, Colored People Time. Because she's brown. And they're like, no, no, no. And this girl that works in her office is black. And she says, no, it's Caramel Princess Time.
Oh, my gosh.
Caramel or Caramel Princess Time.
Oh, my gosh.
So, whichever way you want to say it.
Brother Caramel Eddie, Princess. You are a hoot.
So, Isn't yeah, me? Brother Eddie, we was on a little bit of CPT.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
We're back.
We are back.
Temporarily.
Okay, our next piece of feedback is a voicemail, so let me play that now.
All right.
Hi, this is Ben from Denver, Colorado. I just wanted to call in about Big Brother Australia. Well, first of all, it's not as good as last year. This is real. I'm just holding on because you guys are holding on, and, you know, since we're family, we can discuss something, but it's a bit so dull, funny. And, you know, I don't like shows like The Bachelor or Temptation Island or that other stuff, you know, Couples Therapy, you know, like, you know, with Lawson and Kat and Asia and Travis. It's boring. Who cares? That's everything works out. So, of course, I think Priya for the win, absolutely. Woo, and, woo-hoo. You know, Jason just got knocked out, but it's just kind of crazy.
Wow, soul one.
And, you know, everyone thinks Kat is like this big zap and she can steal someone's man. But I think Kat, you know, she's a free agent and she can do what she wants to do because she didn't have a relationship with the Lawson's girlfriend on the outside. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't respect the relationship, why should she? She doesn't mm-hmm. even know that girl. Mm-hmm. She's a free agent. She can do what she wants to do. But, of course, you know, they're all hating on the women because they're going to blame her. You know, they blame Kat for what Larson does, yeah. you know?
Larson.
And of course, all the good girls that we really like, Lisa, Kat, Gemma, they get kicked out along with Sandra. And you have these boring, like, man-hungry, dull women who can't do anything on their own. But, you know, she's a girl, she's a husband, and she wants to
this guy's
win.
Funny.
Buy them a house and everything. And so... And then you have Lawson again, and he's always crying, like, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Then you get back in that girl's bed again with Kat. I'm sorry, I'm crying. And it's like, God, how many times can they do that? And who cares? Why are they always protecting him? And they're just dull anyway. So go play, I win that money. And, you know, I think the producers, they want to make Skye like this big, giant star. You know, they auto-tune her voice. You know, I think they Photoshop her. I mean, she's really stupid. She's not even funny. And
ooh, he does not like Skye.
Why? No.
I mean, would you want a daughter like that or a best friend like that? Like,
oh, take it easy now.
I'm a baby. Okay, and now. I can barely do anything for me. Ugh. Hate it.
What? Too.
But, you know, I keep watching because, you know, they might have, like, one of those finger pies right, or something from KFC. You know, something.
Hold on. I don't know if I can rewind that or not. Okay.
Oh, my God. This guy's on a tear.
I'm a baby, and I can barely
hold on.
Boy, oh, you know, no. I think they Photoshop her. I mean, she's really stupid, and she's not even funny. And why? I mean, would you want a daughter like that or a best friend like that? Like that baby cub. I'm a baby, and I can barely do anything for me. Ugh. I hate it. I do. Keep watching because, you know, they might have, like, one of those pies or something from KFC. You know, something that makes us have fun. You remember last year how they had all the games? And it was just so fun, and then it was just so much better. You know? I don't know. I guess that's, like, said it all.
Okay, hold on. That's the first one.
All right.
Now we can play off. The second one.
He is a hoot.
That is too he funny. Is a hoot.
Ben, you are cracking us up.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the second part.
That was rude. I didn't even finish and you shut me off. Okay, it's been, you know, I'm sorry I had this long-ass voicemail and everything, but it's been a long time since we discussed this show. So anyways, you guys take care, and I'll be listening to the broadcast. And if you guys think you guys can find something good about this, I'll keep watching.
But hold on, y'all are missing it.
I was crying.
Like 30 seconds left.
Okay, but it's been a long time since we discussed this show. So anyways, you guys take care, and I'll be listening to the broadcast. And if you guys think you guys can find something good about this, I'll keep watching. But, you know, if not, I can put it down just like I put down, you know, Big Brother America, you know, when they put that Jody girl out on the first night after the first thing. So, and that's what got me into... You know, Big Brother, I'll show you in the first place because I stopped watching America version. Okay, tell me how you're feeling. Have a good time, and I'll be listening. Bye-bye.
Oh, God.
Oh, thank you, Ben, for the feedback. Ben, you're cracking us up.
You are cracking my ass up.
Oh, my goodness.
Ben had a lot to say. He did not like Sky.
Oh, my gosh. That was the funniest voicemail ever.
It really was.
I hope he continued watching because that his was, last eviction was Jason, which was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, this voicemail is from October 23rd. So.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Sorry, Ben. As you know, we are very behind.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, my gosh.
That was funny. I agree with you, Ben. I don't know why we were targeting Kat as much as Lawson. But I feel like they were equally at fault. Even though Lawson, even though I said this before, he's the one with the girlfriend. But she's equally at fault because she knew he had a girlfriend.
Yeah, she does have some faults.
She has some fault with that.
Yeah, you have to respect people.
And the fact that she's old enough to know better also, I think, comes into play with her. I think that's what's getting people's backs up. Because he was 23, she was 31, divorced. So she'd been married before, divorced. She knows how shit works.
Right. Yeah. Something happened, they're divorced.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But I agree, Lawson should take the full brunt of it. She needs to take some of that, too, though.
Yeah.
Because she knew better. And, yes, we were Priya all the way, too. Loved her.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben. You are always so entertaining to listen to.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. Okay, our next feedback is from, they don't sign who this is from. Jill? And the only thing they comment on is saying Derek was nominated at the end. This is from the last podcast. So I think we were talking and we were trying to figure out who were the final people on the last episode.
Who's Derek?
Derek, wasn't he from BBUS?
From US.
Oh,
from
the my US. God.
Yeah. So wait, how was he nominated at the end?
Because Derek won, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is
so
he
wasn't nominated. He nominated someone else. We don't know. Jill, what you trying to say?
That was like August. We forgot.
That wasn't August, but it was far away.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jill, for that one line email.
Please write back with more information.
We don't know what you're talking about, but thank you.
What you talking about?
Oh, my gosh. And hey, wait, I just remembered, Ben, you never came up with a song for us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's what he wanted us to do.
A theme song? And we were like, well, send us a song because we have a song.
We're supposed to have a catchy theme song.
Yeah, what were you talking about then, Ben? We have a catchy theme song.
Please write back.
send us another voicemail.
Voicemail.
Although we don't know when we'll play it because we're not doing Big Brother for a while. Okay, our next email is from Brother Eddie again. This one is actually from November 2nd. He says, Big Brother Australia, quick translation. Hunty equals honey in gay slang.
Oh.
Asshole resting face syndrome. When a guy's face at rest looks like he is a jerk or an asshole.
What?
Wait, what?
He's trying to explain to us what asshole resting face syndrome is.
Right, so when a guy's face...
Where did that come from?
I think it was our last podcast.
Remember the last podcast? We needed an entire translation of what he was saying.
Yes, that's exactly it.
So that's what he's... Yeah.
Okay.
And then he says, also, I was trying to say Olivia sew in as in weave. The initial part of my email was basically saying Tim's eyes scare me, but he's cute and a bitch. Okay, so part of the problem is there's no punctuation. So I don't know what this means.
Okay, gotcha.
Tim's eyes scare me, but he cute and a bitch, i.e., me will take a trip to Australia to meet him if he is gay. Hope that clears some stuff up. Ha ha ha. On to Big Brother Australia. Cat tripping. She too old to be acting like that. While she is not a prostitution whore, Helen, yeah, I said it, she should have known better. Prostitution whore. That's from Housewives in New Jersey.
She was a hoe.
He's saying, while she's not a prostitution whore, Helen, yeah, I said it, she should know better. Lawson don't even look like he is packing, or put it down good enough to make a fool of yourself in front of the entire country.
Well.
What y'all think? XOXO Brother Eddie. Well, we don't know what he's packing because we didn't see none of that, but...
Right.
I don't think she would have known what he was packing either because they were in the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Unless she was feeling him, but I don't... I think it's more than that. I think she fell for him, and for some reason he fell for her, and for some reason she fell for him, because I wouldn't have seen that either.
No.
Knowing that someone has a girlfriend, to me, you would keep your little crush to yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A girlfriend of, like, 4, 5, 6 years?
Years, yeah. Even if you were feeling like you were having a crush... We said this before with Sandra, too, with Sam.
Yeah.
You know he has a girlfriend. Why would you even put that out in the universe?
Yeah, just relax.
Keep it to yourself and just go with the flow.
Agreed.
Thank you, Brother Eddie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brother Eddie.
Okay, well, that was actually the last piece of feedback we had for Big Brother Australia. Thank y'all so much for staying with us, even though we kind of fell off the face of the earth for a little bit. We have enjoyed our Big Brother podcast season. Not sure the future of Big Brother, Sister Speak Big Brother. I think we're Big Brothered out, but hopefully by next year, we will be able to get back into it.
Yeah.
Definitely reach out to us on Twitter. We are still on Twitter. I am at _SisterK.
I am at @LiteraryMarie.
And I am at @AKSIDS.
You can reach out to us there. You can also contact us on Facebook at facebook.com/SisterSpeakPodcast. If you miss hearing our voices at some point, we will go back to our Scandal podcast, the after show. We just have not figured out when that will be. So you can meet us over there on the Sister Speak after show where we discuss Scandal. And if you want to listen to any other podcasts that we do, just go to sisterspeakpodcast.com and check out our lineup there. All right. It's been a great season, ladies. Thank you so much for podcasting this year with me.
Thank you.
It's been fun.
Yes. Thank you.
It's good chatting again.
Good. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We should do it more often. Huh?
Agreed.
All right, well, that is it for now. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister Elmarie.
And I'm Sister A.
See you next time.